Track 4, page 8. Our spotlight section on the latest macular disease research starts here. From the conference, Leaky Rubbish Bags and Disease Messengers by Professor Mylinda Lacco of Newcastle University. The human body contains many different types of cell, each with its own distinct features and structure. A blood cell looks very different from a skin or nerve cell, for example. But stem cells have the potential to change into more than one type of cell, and that makes them extremely useful in research. We can now take stem cells from adult patients and use them to create cells and tissues that are usually very hard to observe, like the RPE cells at the back of the eye, which are the first to be affected by age-related macular degeneration, AMD. That means that we can test new treatments on cells that are genetically identical to those in the eye of someone with AMD, with no risk to the patient. Inside the cell. Using this technique, we compared the RPE cells of people with and without AMD. The cells with AMD were more stressed and more inflamed. We saw more built-up fat and drusen deposits, and the cells' mitochondria, energy sources, were different too, fewer and larger than those in healthy RPE cells. We also saw that waste inside the cells wasn't being disposed of properly. The bags that usually swallow up waste, called lysosomes, were swollen and leaky, so rubbish built up inside the eye and caused damage to the eye cells. Cell messengers. Another side effect of this build-up is an increase in the number of exosomes being released. These tiny bubble-like structures travel between cells all the time to help repair damaged tissues, grow new blood vessels, and encourage blood to clot around an injury. Incidentally, viruses can also use exosomes to spread from one cell to another. Exosomes from cells with AMD look different from those leaving healthy cells. And when they reached an otherwise healthy control cell, we observed some very familiar inflammation and cell stress, the same type we'd expect to see in AMD cells. In other words, exosomes were acting as disease messengers, spreading the AMD symptoms and causing a chain reaction. If we can improve RPE cells' waste disposal process, it could prevent not only the build-up of damaging waste materials, but also the spread of inflammation to other unaffected cells. And spotting exosomes with the hallmarks of AMD could help us diagnose it earlier, before a patient notices any change to their vision. Watch Professor Lacco's full talk at macularsociety.org/conference2021.